This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify on July 17th before two House committees. The leader of the Russia probe will answer questions in public before the House Judiciary Panel and the Intelligence Committee. And then the sessions will be followed by closed door meetings where lawmakers can discuss more sensitive subjects. President Trump's setting off today for the G20 summit in Japan, where he's to meet with the president of China. He says he thinks there are some issues that must still be resolved when it comes to trade with that nation.
They have taken advantage of us as a country for so long. On average, this country is losing more than $500 billion a year with China.
The president's comments on the Fox Business Network come not long after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said the U.S. and China are near an agreement on a trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plate. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
The Pentagon says two American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. No information given on how they died, and their names are being withheld. At least six U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan in 2019. The search continues for 23-year-old Mackenzie Lueck, a California woman who disappeared while visiting the Salt Lake City area over a week ago. The assistant police chief in Salt Lake City, Tim Dowd, says they're doing everything they can to try to find her.
Detectives have listed Mackenzie in the national database as missing and are exploring all avenues of investigative techniques, include writing and serving various warrants, talking to friends and family, and checking social media.
The first Democratic presidential debate will be in Miami tonight and tomorrow. 10 of the Dems will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern both nights. It'll be seen on NBC networks. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top official in Massachusetts is resigning after the New Hampshire motorcycle crash that killed seven people last Friday. The head of the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles turning in her resignation last night after it was revealed that the Massachusetts man accused of causing that crash never should have been allowed to be behind the wheel, as he was accused of driving under the influence just a few weeks ago. Employees of Wayfair are walking off the job today to protest the company's decision to do business with contractors who operate migrant detention centers. Organizers of the Wayfair walkout are demanding that the furniture giant stop selling supplies to government facilities housing migrant children. In a letter, the group called on the company's leadership to take a stand against what it's calling the reprehensible practice of separating families. The Federal Trade Commission partnering with law enforcement agencies to crack down on those robocalls. Bureau of Consumer Protection Director Andrew Smith says that there are more than 80 new enforcement actions against companies responsible for at least 1 billion robocalls. And an Alabama car dealership offering an unusual 4th of July promotion. Chatham Ford will give you a Bible, a shotgun, and an American flag with every vehicle purchased through the 31st of July. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you for joining in as we come to you live and fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you want to get involved in the conversation? Hey, love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Maria Espinoza is back with us, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
Hey, let's talk about this bill that Nancy Pelosi has sent over to the Senate that President Trump says on its face he'd veto it. Because on the surface, you know, some people hear, the Democratic-led House passes a $4.5 billion bill to aid migrants at the border. But there's a lot behind it. And, you know, again, the audacity of Nancy Pelosi, who thinks somehow she's only the third in line. She's not the president of the United States. But meanwhile, she wants to do everything she can to impede the president's leadership and the decision making that he has to make. She, and along with the other Democrats, saying, OK, we're going to give you the money, but it comes with strings attached.
Right. You know, Bill, this is certainly the same old song and dance from the Republicans. They'd rather assist illegal aliens, foreign nationals, than they would assist our families and our children. Mm-hmm. And this is what's been going on for decades, and right beneath our noses, but, you know, we haven't paid attention. But here, it's you can see the stark difference in how the media treats American children, how the media treats as far as ignoring them. We have 500,000 orphan children, Americans, who need mm-hmm. good homes. We
right.
have, you know, 13 million American children who live in poverty and probably go to bed hungry. We have, you know, of course, our veterans that are not being taken care of. But most importantly are those children who were killed by people who shouldn't be here in the first place.
Exactly.
If laws were enforced and if Pelosi actually, Bill, actually legislated for the betterment of her constituents,
mm-hmm.
American citizens who paid for this into this system for decades, for generations. But you can see their agenda, their far left agenda, drives their passions, not American children.
Well, it's amazing when you think about it. I think you and I talked about this the last time, Maria. Here, what did Nancy Pelosi get? Something like 20,000 votes or something? I mean, she got a fraction of votes to be reelected.
Yeah.
And then here she is. She's the leader of the House. Meanwhile, you got the president. I mean, I may be on under tenfold. Maybe she got 200,000 votes or whatever. But anyway, it wasn't even a half million or a million votes. You got President Trump, 63 million votes across the nation. He represents America. And but for one woman, it could be man, but in this case, it is a woman, Nancy Pelosi, with all her ego and arrogance and everything. She's doing everything she can to, mess up the works of progress for the American people. I have maintained, in fact, we were talking with Senator Jim DeMint earlier, and I said, look at it. You imagine if we had just a little bit of cooperation. We're at 3.2 GDP now. Could we be at 4, maybe even 5? Would we have all these trade deals all buttoned up between Mexico and Canada? Mexico, they went all in. They said, hey, we're in. They won the race. So just waiting on Canada right now, and of course our Congress that doesn't want to give President Trump a win. I said, well, that's not President Trump's win, that's the American people's win, is to get the USMCA squared away. And so you imagine we have that, we settle the deal, the trade deal with Japan, we deal with some European partners, we get that squared away, and then how much pressure does that put on China to get their act together and finally resolve this decades-old problem of them ripping us off?
Exactly. Donald Trump has this country's best interest in mind. That's what we want in a legislator, an executive, chief in command, and every single politician should have that same mindset, which is what's best for America, what's best for American citizens. And other countries benefit, Bill. Mm-hmm. When America is strong, and we are the most generous country in the world.
Exactly.
And obviously in our immigration system, too, we mm-hmm. allow more immigrants into our country legally than other countries combined.
Mm-hmm.
So, this placing foreign nationals who disregard our laws, who come here, criminal aliens who commit violent, heinous crimes. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget all of our children. Pelosi and the Democrats want to talk about children. Let's place ours first and set mm-hmm. good example so that other countries will be good neighbors as well, like Mexico. But you're right. President Donald Trump is doing a fantastic job, but he can't do it alone.
Right, exactly. And Mexico has stepped up in many ways as well. I mean, they just sent, mm-hmm. what, another 15,000 of their National Guard to, to their southern border to block the way. So, they're supporting the cause here, God bless them. And, there's other things that we can do when we think cooperatively instead of thinking in a bipartisan nature, or in a partisan nature. This has been, problematic and continues to get in the way. But, for this 4.5 billion, this has been going on forever. Listen to, the Border Patrol and the leadership there. They're desperate, Maria. They're saying, look it, we are overwhelmed. We cannot handle this. We're asked to, handle so much pressure that's, three, four times over our capacity. And you're not giving us any money? What a kick in the gut to these people that are, trying to defend the American way of life and our Constitution.
Yes, and 40% of the Border Patrol agents' time is being used for transporting illegal aliens to their doctor's appointment. So they have absolutely, of course, they're at the scraping the bottom of the barrel trying to, keep up the morale and trying to keep agents healthy. They're, 19 agents per day are calling in sick because they are around all of these diseases, mumps, scabies, even tuberculosis, H1N1 flu. Now we have the Ebola epidemic. CDC right now is helping out in the Congo with the Ebola outbreak there, which is the second largest in the history. And here mm-hmm. we're bringing in these Africans and Congolese from these Ebola-infested countries and bringing them into the interior. And, of course, the agents protect themselves as much as they can, but a mask and, gloves can only go so far. And then they have young children at home. Some take mm-hmm. care of their elderly at home.
Exactly.
They're susceptible.
Yes. This is not, this is terrible on so many levels. For these border agents to be exposed to this. And, and here it is. Look at the outbreak of measles, just case in one. We're not even talking about anything as dangerous as Ebola, but we're definitely vulnerable in opening up ourselves to all kinds of diseases. And this has been something that we've been studying and hearing from the CDC for decades now. This isn't new news.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And we're going to the border. Exactly. We're right now we're in Corpus Christi kicking off our 2019 Remembrance Tour, and we're going to McAllen on Thursday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, safe travels with that. Of course, you're taking the quilt, right?
Yes, the stolen wife quilt, absolutely, showing people what's at stake here, which is the lives of innocent Americans. I have a senior chaplain, Ruth Martin, so, you know, we ask for prayers that this is a safe trip and that we open up minds and hearts and to the truth and the basic what we need here and are owed.
Exactly.
Enforcing current laws, following the Constitution, enforcing our borders, and that's it, Bill. That's
exactly
all that we want.
Well, Godspeed on your travels. We've got more from Maria on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
true.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, that's what they're counting on, those on the left, is that you can't handle the truth, that you're not interested in the truth. I guess they figure if they keep throwing enough manure at the topic that you'll just get worn out and brain bruised over it all, that you'll just check out and just let them have their own way, because this is what elites do. They think that out of their arrogance that they know better than the rest of us. And what did the founding fathers know by trying to create some sort of great American experiment that involves life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and we the people are the governed, and we are the ones to establish who will lead us. You know, they don't know. You know, it's the elites that know. These brilliant people have gone to all these elite colleges. They know better than Main Street America. My conversation with Maria Espinoza from the National Remembrance Project continues. Maria, as you and I have discussed before, you know, to try to come up with some sort of number, I think that whether it was you or someone else had estimated clearly that just about every state of the union has been affected by a murder at the hands of an undocumented illegal immigrant, however way you want to say it. But that is the fact. We've heard numbers tossed around, 63,000. I heard the other day over 100,000. And of course, you know, it's interesting because then the fact checkers come out and they say, well, that's worthy of four Pinocchios. Well, I'd say it's worthy of four Pinocchios if you've got the facts that say, you know, only 20,000 people have died or something, but we don't even know what that number is. And here we are, right, 21st century America that seems to know so much about everybody else's business, but we don't know about our citizens who are being murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants. I mean, that's abject ignorance that's purposeful for a political reason. Don't you think?
Yes, it's very intentional because we, you know, the government, it knows everything about us. They know your second cousin's shoe size, you know.
Right, exactly.
But yet we don't know how many people were Americans who were killed by someone who shouldn't be here in the first place. And that's intentional, in my opinion, on both sides of the aisle. So certainly mm-hmm. more so on the Democrat side. But yes, if they're going to give Stephen Miller, who, you know, great mind in immigration and, you know, wants the basics, just like all of us, for laws to be enforced. I want them to prove that he's wrong. Show us the paper. Show us the statistics. Where's the evidence that you're saying only, you know, maybe 80,000 or 70,000 or, you know, 20,000 right. Americans who were killed? But you know what? It's not only that. That's the thing. And we were, I should not have said that. We were absolutely livid when some of our families were testifying before the Senate judiciary hearing when the Steinleys testified, and one individual stood up and said, well, that was just one. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
And the family was sitting right there next to him.
Yeah.
And it was some pastor from California. And, you know, that's just terrible. Think about it. And the domino effect that it has on each family unit. Unbelievable. Sometimes wipes out entire generation.
Exactly.
You have an only child and murdered, and you know, here we are, but yet you know, they don't care about our families. And I keep, you know, putting
that
out there.
But as you say, Maria, it's one over and over again. It's one over and over again,
yes,
at every
absolutely.
Christmas when you're there at Christmas and you go, Kate's missing. Or, you know, 4th of July party, or times where we'd get together for a family reunion and Kate's not there. It's over and over and over again. Not to mention her friends, her associates, people that knew and loved her and thought that, and I mean, here it is. I mean, and then this is only one story that we're pointing at, but we could point out thousands of incredible, you know, people that had so much to offer whose lives were snuffed out by people who broke the law. And
yes.
We allowed them, we welcomed them to come into our communities. In California, I am so upset with Gavin Newsom and the entire state, a state that I was born and raised in, is that to try to defend the indefensible here, to justify lawlessness. I mean, let me tell you, California is over the top, and they're going to pay, and they are paying a price. They can't even see it right now because they're so blinded by their ideology. That entire state is, is already, being shocked by some of the, some of the people, and many good people who are moving out of the state said, that's it, I'm out of here. I can't handle this anymore. The government is out of control. But thank God our Constitution is set up in such a place that they have a place to go to. There's other states they can move to. But they need to activate their citizenship in the state that they're moving to, because what has happened for so long, people in California have become so passive that they've allowed that state to be run by one party. And, to the point that Gavin Newsom made the announcement last week that the Republicans are going to be in the ash heap of history. That's how much value he sees in the Republican Party for California. And if California didn't hear that and understand what implications are involved in that statement and that mindset, I mean, that is absolutely dangerous.
Absolutely. And there are millions of Americans who voted for Donald Trump in California still. I've mm-hmm. come across people in Texas. We moved back from Washington, D.C. earlier this year to really focus on Texas. And this young lady was come from California. She moved because she could not afford the taxes. And I kindly talked to her a little bit, and I reminded her that she cannot bring her politics here. Otherwise, mm-hmm. people like you who are fleeing California will
yes.
change Texas as well.
Exactly.
So you have to educate yourself. Right. But you mentioned, the Steinle case. Well, we have so many cases, Bill, like you mentioned, and the domino effect I wanted to kind of, talk about is, we have a family, a husband and wife were killed as they were motorcycling, illegal alien, drunk, and mowed mm-hmm. them right over. And they had two children. And now then later on, thinking that the illegal alien was going to be set free because he was almost deported, but actually retrieved from a detention center near the border, the brother committed suicide. He was so distraught at what was going on. And after the hearing, he heard of how his brother and his sister-in-law were killed and dragged 300 feet mm. under a truck and on a motorcycle. And now we have three children. So the domino effect is continuing to this day. Mm.
Right.
So it's not just one person that the family. We do suffer losses, but this
exactly.
loss was preventable, permanently
exactly.
separated, and
brought to you by your elected officials that really do not
yeah.
want to deal with this problem. They're quick to talk about the comprehensive solution, but even from a low hanging fruit perspective, they can't even seem to do that right. I mean, when you've got the people there at the border dealing with this, as you say, being infected by diseases that are coming into the country, the time that's being spent taking people to doctor's appointments and, cleaning noses and all this other thing instead of protecting the border, it's absolutely disgusting. It's a waste of the people's money. It's asinine. Anybody could go down there in a heartbeat and figure out the problem, but because of the process and the partisanship that exists in our country today and the resistance of the Democratic Party specifically, I will say, we're in this mess, and it's only getting worse.
Absolutely. You're right. And the three meals a day, the recreating, taking to the movies, and giving them an air conditioning place to live, and medicating them, treating their scabies or mumps and all is just simply not enough for them either, so they
exactly.
complain. Can you imagine how much more complaining they're going to do because they're emboldened and they feel entitled to what an American taxpayer has built, and they're coming here with their hands out, and we have mm-hmm. to enforce our laws in order to get our country back on the right track.
Well, it's the same old song. I don't know if you caught that viral video from Candace Owens. She actually went and visited. She was in Florida and visited one of the detention centers, the supposed concentration camps that AOC had suggested that they were. And she was absolutely ballistic in talking about the services. And, I mean, mm-hmm. ballistic in a way that, do people even realize, to your point exactly, of the services that are available to people that are held in detention because they broke our laws, but we're still taking care of them? There's no other country that would do it to the level that we are here at the people's expense, by the way. Maria Espinosa, thank you so much for all the great work you're doing with the Remembrance Project.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Prime free one-day delivery is available on more than 10 million products from Amazon coast to coast. Amazon continues to expand both the one-day delivery areas and selection to ensure Prime members receive products faster than ever. One-day delivery is now available to Prime members with no minimum purchase amount for products from Echo devices and headphones to household items and cleaning supplies. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
We obsess over making Prime members' lives easier and more fun. In fact, the most popular one-day items range from books, beauty, and baby wipes to dish detergent and even doggy bags. Prime Free One Day Delivery is possible because we've been building our network for over 20 years, enabling us to create a world-class customer experience powered by incredible employees and great technology.
That means last-minute birthday presents, sunscreen and beach towels for an impromptu getaway, as well as closet organizers and patio decor, all delivered the very next day for free. For more, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify on July 17th before two House committees. The leader of the Russia probe will answer questions in public before the House Judiciary Panel and the Intelligence Committee. And then the sessions will be followed by closed-door meetings where lawmakers can discuss more sensitive subjects. President Trump's setting off today for the G20 summit in Japan, where he's to meet with the president of China. He says he thinks there are some issues that must still be resolved when it comes to trade with that nation.
They have taken advantage of us as a country for so long. On average, this country is losing more than $500 billion a year with China.
The president's comments on the Fox Business Network come not long after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said the U.S. and China are near an agreement on a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Please do not turn off your radio. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Lou Euler, yes, the National Tax Limitation Committee president. And we're going to be talking about President Trump. Why not? After a very, very successful kickoff to his reelection. So, Lou, what were your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, I listened to it, and of course he went on longer than, frankly, I think he should have, but he was very eloquent, and finally we are listening to what James Carville said years ago, it's the economy, stupid, and he really went after that issue, identified how tax reform and the things he's doing to reduce regulation have improved the economy, and he's absolutely right. And so we need to play from strength, and that's what he was doing in his announcement last night.
He had so many positives to talk about, and maybe the reason that he went a little long was maybe out of respect for the people that had been waiting for so long. I mean, some as long as 40 hours waiting in line in order to get in the building that only holds, what, about 24,000 people.
Right, right. Now, he really was playing to the crowd and doing a great job. He really is quite a vital speaker, mm-hmm. and that really comes out when he's in his element and enjoying it, and so then he really does a good job of conveying the key things that make the difference.
Well, even the Democrats, you know, the apparatchiks had to admit there isn't anybody in their field of 23, 24 candidates that could fill a stadium and draw thousands of people like Donald Trump did last night. That was extremely impressive.
Well, that's so true. And the opposition candidates, of course, most of them are socialists and progressives. I was most interested in the crowd reaction when the president said no to socialism, and the crowd went wild. And we know, therefore, that the average American, he's not part of the international socialist movement or a part of some of the Western European socialist states. We are Americans. We're constitutionalists. Mm-hmm. We are for each individual to earn according to his ability and spend according to his own preferences and support his church and support the local community, etc. That's the independence of America that really stands out when somebody like Trump speaks.
Well, Lou, the thing that gets aggravating to the everyday American is the president, you know, is out there in front going down his list of accomplishments, promises made, promises kept. And then the Democrats come on, and all they can say, there's no better idea that they have to offer, so they just say, well, the president's lying. Nobody got any breaks during the tax cuts. It only went to the very wealthy. But empirically, I mean, and economists who know better and that will give it to you straight say, no, not at all. I mean, the middle class got a big break, you know, $1,000, some cases $2,000 bonuses were paid out to hundreds of thousands of employees across the country. Here we are, unemployment at an all-time low, lowest it's been in 50 years. You know, their hourly wages are going up almost every month. I mean, this is exciting news. So how does that settle? You know, because the mainstream media gives the people who are taking what the president said and they're bending it to match up with their own agenda. And here they are accusing the president of lying. But like the old saying is that when you point one finger out, you've got three coming back at you. So who's lying to who here?
Yeah. And, you know, while all this is happening, the new governor of California, Newsom, talks about the Republican Party on the waste bin of history. And here you look at the liveliness and the exuberance of the crowd that was there, and you say, you know, where is Governor Newsom looking for the support of his waste bin of history nonsense?
Well, what they manufactured in California, Lou, they've done everything they can to negate and invalidate Republican voices. You have a one-party state, and look what you've got. You've got homelessness out of control, you know, illegal immigration, sanctuary cities. I mean, it is a mess. I mean, is this the future of America, California?
Well, I'll tell you, we're sponsoring Rescuing California, our committee and the Pro Small Biz California group that we're supporting. And so we're fighting back and we're establishing some principles of small business and small business employees learning what keeps their livelihood going and how it will attract people in California and keep them in California. And then we'll spread that news, of course, across the nation. But, you know, Newsom is totally out of step. I hope that the president brings one of his gatherings to California to show how many Californians really support the Trump agenda and the pride of what we can do about the economy.
Well, I would agree with you because, you know, like they say, I don't think any state should be overlooked and taken for granted one way or another. I mean, the president went to Black America and said, look at what have you got to lose? And look what they did and look how they responded. Look how he responded to them. Here they are, their home ownership, levels, ratios are on the increase, more home ownership, less people on welfare. You know, the stance that the president has taken against abortion to protect what has clearly been targeted to black America, where 40% of abortions have been executed upon black America, 25% upon Hispanics. I mean, these numbers are disgusting, but yet the Democrats, they're doubling down and saying, oh, it is a woman's right because of, their right for reproductive rights. It's okay to murder babies even in the third semester and even after they're born. It is absolutely absurd.
Yes, it's infanticide, and obviously most Americans totally disagree with that. But your point about blacks and where they're looking, it's clear from recent polls that black Democrats are significantly more likely than whites to call jobs and the economy the most important issue facing the nation. And some of the blacks who were quoted say, you know, these guys just don't get it.
Right.
They're emulating what James Carville said, you know, to the team, get with it. It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Lou, you know, I still maintain, especially with these polls, they didn't get it right the first time. So what makes you think that they're going to get it right now? I think because of the animosity towards Donald Trump, people in good company, they just want to, you know, they want to live their lives. They don't want to get into a political battle every time they go out to dinner with somebody. So they just rather not talk politics anymore. And they're going to hold back on their opinions. I mean, this is clear what's happened, because when you come to a party with a red hat, you're going to get attacked. You're not going to necessarily be welcomed or see another party to come to, you know, because the social pressure right now is very much antithetical to Donald Trump. But when people get in the privacy of their voting booths, they vote their conscience, they vote their pocketbook, they see what this president has done, and barring some revival and change of heart of the body politic at large, I don't know that there will ever be, you know, there's going to be special groups like what we saw in Orlando, in other areas where the president's campaigned. But I agree with you. I think if the president went to California, I think he'd be pleasantly surprised. And the voters right there might even be more encouraged to see the president, to see that he hasn't given up on them, that he looks at the entire body of the United States of America as Americans, regardless of your, you know, political bent and interest. He represents all of America.
We're all Americans. We're all part of this process. We go to the polls. Let's elect the right people to perpetuate America's constitutional private enterprise system that is proven to be the source of wealth and the enduring study for America for the future. So that's where we've got to go.
We're the envy of the world, Lou, and that's it. Founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Lou.
Take care, Bill.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in delicious. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's interesting. The people that complain about due process are the ones that take more advantage of it and just keep dragging this out while we continue to pay for their incompetence or stubbornness, whatever way you want to call it. I mean, case in point is look at the immigration bill that the Democrats have presented to the Senate. You know, it just reeks of arrogance and partisanship. It doesn't address the real problem that, you know, here it is. You know, the Democrats said it was a manufactured crisis that was going on at the border. Now they see it as a little bit of a crisis, maybe a small C. Oh, no, no, it's humanitarian is what it is. But there's so much more. And meanwhile, the people that we have hired, American citizens, our border patrol, are being handcuffed, and we expect them to still do a good job. This is totally ludicrous. And this is all consistent with why only 25% of Americans believe Congress will address any major issues facing the nation right now. Rita Dunaway joins us. She is a constitutional attorney, author of Restoring America's Soul, Advancing Timeless Conservative Principles in a Wayward Culture. Rita, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So is your skull brain bruised as much as mine and about ready to explode over all this incompetence that's going on? I mean this is stubborn. This is stubborn incompetence.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. And, you know, the truth is, it's really not that surprising that only 25% of Americans think that Congress will actually address the issues that are most pressing on our nation, because we know Congress isn't going to fix the problem. Congress largely is the problem, right?
And right.
So busy regulating businesses, getting involved in health care, and come on, handing out money to people and to foreign countries even, that how could it perform the legitimate tasks that it was given to do, including immigration, you know, fixing the immigration system, protecting our borders. That is a legitimate role that Congress was given, but instead of doing that, it has totally invaded the business of the state.
Right.
And so it's really not surprising that it's such a disaster, because this is never the way it was meant to work.
Well, this really needs to be turned on its head, and this is what Donald Trump has done in part and why they've resisted so much. And that's been on both sides of the aisle. If anything has been bipartisan in the Beltway, it's been the idea that for decades, you know, they like the system, the way it works, is incompetent as we see it, because it's not about doing right by the people. That's not the most important thing for them. The most important thing for them is to get reelected and to continue at just to do, as you say, hand out money. I mean, like right now, it's insane watching these Democratic candidates, 25 of them running for president. I mean, they're like Oprah Winfrey on steroids. Now, everybody gets free something, you know, reparations, college, health care. I mean, just go right on down the list. They're buying votes at the expense of the people's treasury, are they not?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. You hit the nail on the head. And unfortunately, even though our brilliant Constitution, our federal system was designed with checks and balances, you know, while we might have hoped that the courts would have stepped in and put an end to this and said, no, Congress, you don't have the power to regulate small businesses, you don't have the power to get involved in health care, education. What has happened instead is the courts have been enablers, right? They have interpreted parts of the Constitution, like the Commerce Clause, the General Welfare Clause. They've interpreted language in the Constitution in a way that's totally at odds with the original meaning of the language. And consequently, we've got the federal government involved in everything, spending on everything, and the nation is broke.
Exactly.
So it's really not surprising. I'm just glad that there is an answer for this.
And the answer?
The answer, Article 5. You know, Article 5 of the Constitution, by allowing the state to use a process, a convention process, to come in and propose constitutional amendments to rein in Washington, that really provides a way for the state to step in and rebalance this power that has gotten so out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
It lets the state get involved to correct the abuses of power, correct the bad precedents, and put the federal government back in its proper place.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think, what do we have, about 14 states now? And we need, is it 14?
We've passed in 15 states,
okay.
And we need 34 to get to convention. And, you know, it's interesting, the poll we were referencing earlier, 66% of Americans believe that Congress is not going to do anything to ultimately fix these big problems for the reasons we just discussed. But in polling conducted in various states across the country, about 66% of Americans want their states to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They want their state to use this Article 5 convention process, and it even cuts across party lines. So
exactly. That's
really encouraging to me. It's time for the states to act.
Well, and the thing is, you know, part of the catalyst to all this, Rita, I believe, is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, as an outsider, has come into the Beltway. He's turned tables upside down, and the deep state is going, whoa, 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 we don't like this. You know, we don't want an outsider. And this is why they're absolutely freaking out. Google, the mainstream media, everybody is doing everything they can to put not even a thumb on the scale anymore, and there's no denying it. They said, hey, we're putting elbows, we'll put body parts, whatever it takes. We're just going to do, we're going to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get reelected, because Donald Trump has moved their cheese. And it is not business as usual. It is, let's get back to the Constitution. I mean, the reason that we're dealing with some of the problems, thank you very much, you know, the judicial branch of our government, is because we've had so many activist judges in play that decided that, you know, the founding fathers didn't mean what they said when they originally designed the Constitution. Barack Obama added to it by saying, oh, it's elastic. What do you mean it's elastic? How do you come up with that?
Yeah, that whole idea of the elastic constitution or the organic constitution, right? Well, if you believe in that, then you don't believe we live under the rule of law.
Exactly.
Because if the Constitution means whatever a handful of judges says that it means, and there's nothing more to it than that, that's not the rule of law. That's mm-hmm. the rule of men. So you're absolutely right. Donald Trump has disrupted the status quo. And in that regard, I think it's been good for the country. But Donald Trump can't do it by himself.
No.
He needs the states to use their power. Right. We're making the ambition of the state to have their proper power back, counteract the ambition of those in power at the federal level who, as you pointed out, are mostly concerned with getting reelected.
Exactly. Well, Rita, you mentioned, you know, the rule of men, in some cases, the rule of man with these activist judges. I mean, California alone. I was born and raised in California, and I saw what was going on. I mean, we had a vote on the definition of marriage, one man, one woman, and 8 million people in California, in the state, voted for that definition. And all it took was one homosexual judge to evaporate 8 million votes. And the Democrats, who supposedly, you know, are protectors of the vote, making sure every vote counts, said nothing. Said nothing. And even the Republicans, for that matter, I mean, they all but whimpered. It was like Atlas Shrugged in California. And,
yeah. You
know, so you don't have the rule of men, you have the rule of man. Time and again, President Trump trying to solve the problem in the border. And all of a sudden you get an activist judge, in many cases from the Ninth Circuit, although he got a recent favorable Ninth Circuit decision recently. But I think that's because there's been some changes going on there with the judges and the panel there. But previously, that's where the Democrats would go. They would take it to an activist judge in the Ninth Circuit. They would go, as they would say, as you know, judge shopping and court shopping, and they'd find where they would get a favorable deal. And here it is. We've got a duly elected president. 63 million people voted for him to be president. And all it does is take one activist judge to hold up what the president is trying to affect in terms of offering solutions to get us out of problems, whether it has to do with immigration on any level. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. The courts were never meant to be the creators of public policy. That was never meant to be their role. That would have been unthinkable to the founders. But effectively, that's what's happened. You know, it seems like today, the really important, really significant questions of law, like what is marriage, get decided by the court and handed down from on high.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's not the rule of law.
Well, what is marriage? What is life, Rita?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was never the court's place to get involved in constitutionalizing an issue, the issue of abortion, that the Constitution does not speak to, per se. And so when you have the courts and the Congress just grabbing up every policy issue there is and making it a federal constitutional issue, our whole federal system ceases to function properly.
Well, as we wrap things up here, you know, when we've got so many people, 66% of the country saying, look, we need to exercise an Article 5. Article 5 of our Constitution, because our government is out of control. It's off the rails. We're expecting government officials in our bureaucracy basically to conduct brain surgery on themselves. It's impossible, right? I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
So we need to step in, you know, clear minds need to step in. It's the people on the outside. It's Main Street America, the flyover states, the people that are reasonable to say, look, we need to get this country back on track, figure out the size of government that we can afford. Let's pay for that and do right, first of all, by its citizens. And then we can continue to do what we always do. And that's help other nations around the world.
Absolutely agree. And I hope your listeners will go to conventionofstates.com to learn more about this, get your questions answered, and please get involved. We're a nation of self-governing citizens, and that means we have work to do.
Got to leave it there. Rita Dunaway. Thank you, Rita.
The warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.